This episode of Discover ADN is brought to you by Born Sequel and DB Snitch. DB Snitch is a once-off report service resulting in an in-depth examination of your existing database instances and recommendations to bring them up to industry standards, ensuring that your data is always safe. DB Snitch gives you a comprehensive view of where your database currently stands, along with a customized game plan to get it to where it needs to be. Of course, Born Sequel offers both on-site and remote support. Find out more at bornsequel.ca/dbsnitch or by contacting Randolph West via email at info@bornsequel.ca with the keyword discover in the subject line. Welcome to episode 25 of Discover ADN, a podcast dedicated to learning more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. Join me in attaching a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timeline, while also getting to know a little bit more about the people who make our social network such a nice place to visit. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to DiscoverADN. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Maddie Sherry, who goes by the name MPS on app.net. She calls Georgia her home and operates her own business there. During those brief times when she's not on app.net, she can be found renovating a newly purchased house, enjoying Doctor Who, spending time with the family, and drinking orange soda. Please join me in welcoming Maddie to Discover ADN. Hello!
Hi! Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
I actually looked this up earlier, so I'd be able to tell you, but it's August 23rd, 2012, at about 1:30 in the afternoon.
That's pretty specific. Can you tell us, why did you join app.net?
Well, you know, everybody was talking about it. It was I saw that whole I've got $50 campaign and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I was thinking it had to be something kind of cool if people were making fun of it. So, yeah. And I like trying new and interesting things, so I figured why not? And I just kind of jumped in, and here I am.
Well, we're glad you joined. The network wouldn't be the same without you.
Yeah.
You use your initials on app.net. Can you tell us, why do you do this?
Well, it's actually my third screen name. Little known fact, you can have more than two. But I started out with my Twitter name when I had that account. And then later decided I wanted to have my own identity. So then I changed it to @Shirey. After about a month or so, and it stayed that way until just before I hit Cookie Club, and I found out that my initials were available. And, you know, at the time we were doing a whole lot of those, what are they called, swarm things, and a three-letter name fit in a whole lot better than, what was it, six-letter name? So I made it short and discoverable. And all other mess, you know, it's nice. So there you go.
Can you tell us, what would you like to see more of on app.net?
It's kind of a tough one. You know, when we first talked about this, I've been thinking on it, and I was going to say I wanted more admin as far as the spammer accounts and everything goes, but, you know, with the State of the Union business last week, I don't expect that's going to happen. So I'm not really sure. Everything else is pretty awesome. I just hate the spammers quite a lot. I miss Global.
Well, that makes two of us. Let's change gears just a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
I'm known for a lot of things. I, you know, like to chat. I'm a nice person. I don't know. I'm I guess just for being me as opposed to somebody else.
Okay, well, you certainly are unique. You are the only human with more than 100,000 posts on app.net. What makes you such a prolific communicator?
I like it here, I guess. Really, no. I guess it's a mix of a few things. You know, for one, I really love the community. Y'all are just great to chat with. Yeah, I have a kind of an addictive personality. You know, when I'm not online, I wonder what's going on, so I'll check, and then I respond. You know, the fun thing is about that post count is 95% of my posts are conversational. You know, I actually think I have more mentions than I do posts, which I think is pretty neat.
Do you have any future post count goals?
I think I was pretty excited to hit 100K, but you know, beyond that, yeah, I honestly don't know that I care as much anymore. I don't know if you've noticed, but I kind of stopped doing the little turtle dance every 1,000 posts or so when I dinged 100. So it just got cumbersome, and I could tell I was kind of grinding on people because they were seeing it, you know, once or twice a week. So I just, you know, kind of quit it. I do have another PCA coming though in the next couple of days, which will be neat. So you might see a couple of turtles when I do that.
How did you decide on turtles to represent 1,000 posts?
It's a funny story, I guess. When I hit my first 1,000 posts, you know, everybody was, when the service was brand new and everybody was hitting their first 1,000 posts, they were coming up with these big, long blog posts and these long things and everything else. And, you know, I was sitting there trying to think of something cool to say, and I just couldn't think of anything. And so I just posted a single awkward turtle. And, you know, then when 2K came around, I posted 2 and 3 and 4 and so on. And, you know, it kind of grew and ballooned to the point where I actually don't think I can fit them all in one post now.
All right. Let me ask about another one of your passions. You seem to really enjoy Doctor Who. Can you tell us, how did you become interested in this British program?
To say I really enjoy it's a little bit of an understatement. Honestly, I don't know that I'd have a TV if it wasn't for Doctor Who. There really isn't anything else all that amazing on. You know, my roommate in college turned me on to the classic series. You know, I hadn't really seen any of the new stuff until a Twitter friend, I guess back in 2011, pointed out that it was available on Netflix. And I was like, oh, so... I found them and binge watched until I was all caught up. Since then, I've seen every episode, you know, 5-6 times or more. There's always something new to discover. It's just amazing writing, even with the small production budget that they have, or that they had. I'm sure they've got quite a bit more now, but you know, it's a great show.
Have you gone back to watch all of the original Doctor Who's as well from the 50s and 60s?
Well, I've seen everything that is available to see. There's a bunch of missing episodes, which, you know, anxiously waiting just like everybody else. But yeah, I've seen every episode of Doctor Who, all 700 and whatever of them, at least twice.
Do you have a favorite Doctor?
It's going to be the fourth Doctor. That's a pretty common answer I hear, but, you know, I just... I love the Jelly Babies, and I love his 12-foot-long scarf. I've actually got one. My wife got it for me for Christmas, and it's really awesome. You know, he was probably the most manic and exciting Doctor that's ever been. You know, people keep comparing Capaldi to him, and, you know, we haven't seen Capaldi yet, so I don't really know what to say to that, but I'm hoping that they're right, because that will be amazing.
Okay. Aside from Doctor Who and app.net, what are some other things that you like?
I really like music. I've always had an innate ability to learn music. You know, if I hear a song more than twice, I can write the sheet music for you. You know, I was always in choir and this, that, or the other growing up. I like anything to do with music. A good hobby of mine is installing car stereo systems and designing them. You know, I like music, everything about it.
Can you share with us some of your favorite bands?
You know, that's... it changes depending on my mood. If you were to look at my music library, you'd be like, what? Because I literally span the whole gamut. You know, some days I might be rocking some Beethoven. Other days, you know, I might be listening to Kesha or Eminem or Rihanna sometimes. Hell, even Justin Bieber makes an appearance in there somewhere. You know, I just like everything.
You're right. That is quite a gamut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think this is a good opportunity for us to move to what might be the most difficult question of the day. You currently follow 1,541 people, but could you tell us about just three people who you would recommend that we follow and why you recommend them?
Yeah, it's a really tough thing to narrow it down to three people, and I know I'm not the first person to say that, but it's really true. I had a hard time coming up with it. Let's see. First, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to Ronnie, my good friend in Vegas down there. He's my ADN BFF, if you will. And I think he's my most mentioned person. And I'm his, you know, figures, because he's the second highest human poster on the platform. So there you go. You know, let's see. The second one, I know she's been mentioned already before, but Jessica Dennis, at Jessica Dennis, incidentally, just because she's awesome. And we both live in Atlanta and we get together for cupcakes and beer every now and then. You know, I don't have a whole lot of real life friends. So, you know. Even fewer friends that I actually get to see and hang out with on regular occasions. So she's really cool. Lastly, Carrie Ann, I think is her current name now. You know, we struck up a friendship back when the service started, and you know, she's become a really good friend as I've gotten to know her. She's been through a lot, yet she still keeps plugging on. And, you know, she's an inspiration to everyone, and I love her to death. So that should be, yeah, that's three. So there you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much for those recommendations. And I'd like to thank you again for being my guest today.
Hey, you know what? It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This concludes the 25th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Maddie for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Born Sequel. Have a nice day!